Mr. Cove?
Yes.
Okay, so you own the property now?
I do.
You made a comment, you said affordable. Is this affordable housing, or are you just using it as a descriptive term for what you're
Exactly. It's privately funded. It's not Section 8. It's not LIHTC. We just want to build something. I've got employees that build with me in Branson here, and they all drive in from, shoot, some of them come from Arkansas. My two closest employees come from south of the border, so it's just a need that I've seen being here as a builder in Branson these last few years. It'll be affordable in that I'm not going to outbuild the market. I'm looking to build for people that work here. They work in the shows, they work in the restaurants, and they drive in from 30 minutes away. So it'll be beautiful because it's new and well-built, but yet at the same time, comparable with the other rents that we've seen at Bee Creek Apartments and other properties in Branson.
I've not rented, so affordable. What would you expect to rent one at?
So most of the people in the area are renting around $1 to $1.15 a square foot, and these are for 10-year-old properties, and we look to stay in that same range. So a two-bedroom apartment that's 900 square feet, we'd like to be at the $8.95 a month. Now, we may be in the $9.50 range. The market's going to tell us where we have to rent for once we're built and we know what we, you know, what it took us to build. But that's our goal right there, somewhere between $800 and $1,100 a month, be it a one, a two, or a three bedroom. And, of course, to compete with all the other properties looking for tenants, you know, we plan to come in and really make this a nice property, office, clubhouse, swimming pool, playground for the kids on the interior of the property there. We like doing pavilions, picnic tables, and barbecue grills outdoors as well. So we think it'll really be a nice place to live and stay.
Outdoor swimming pool?
Yes.
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any. So you're talking 192 units?
That's right.
Do you plan on joining, hooking up to the sewer district there, the city sewer district?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Do you talk to the city on that?
I talked to Kendall Powell, and he said that they have plenty of sewer capacity availability on our east side. There's sewer availability in Bee Creek Road, but he preferred that we took, and it works for us, gravity flows towards the east there. And so they've got a line on the east side of our property.
Will they then require you to annex into the city?
No, he did not say that.
I didn't ask for it.
They
can't without taking everything from city limits onto them.
I thought there'd been questions on that when you build a new project on that to the city, that right across the road, everything is city, right?
Across on Bee Creek or 65?
Mm-hmm. Across Bee Creek. Scott has a, what is the city there?
It's down there by Cozy Cove, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a way south. But if you remember, that sewer agreement went to court.
Uh-huh.
City of Branson lost.
And said they could not.
They said they couldn't do building permits. They couldn't annex in on this.
They're trying to make them sign
Haney
like
County
a pre,
sewer,
was it
yeah.
a
pre-annexation agreement?
Yeah, pre-annexation. It's where if they ever wanted to.
Per that Taney County sewer agreement, they could not annex that section that came through under that agreement.
I remembered that court case, and I had spoken with her. Someone for the county that deals with the sewer environmentalist, and he thought when they build a new structure, a new development like that, that the city had them to annex in before they, but you don't think that's possible, that they would require them to, and you said that Kendall, someone told you no?
No, he never asked for us to annex into the city.
And they couldn't because you don't have contiguous property. And there was a court case out of St. Louis that says you can't grab property via utility lines. So they would have to annex from where they're currently at all the way up to that property.
It was talked about how much traffic is on Bee Creek right there.
Mm-hmm.
It was discussed. Do you remember what the count was?
Traffic counts were 8,000 in one direction and 6 in the other. Check if I know. And we estimated 192 units and 2 cars per unit on average, which would be just shy of adding 800 a day to that if we have it coming and leaving each day.
Had you considered as a builder, you're located in Springfield, right?
I live south of Springfield, yeah.
Had you considered residential homes instead of doing apartments, doing or duplex, like and keeping it like R1 or R2?
So I built residential homes 20 years ago or so. I hadn't considered that for this site. I've just been building multifamily and vacation condos here in Branson these last 5 years.
I was just thinking the traffic, how much more the traffic would add to that road. I had to wait considerably time before I could pull out when I went out and to look at it, before I could get out on the highway.
Really? Mm-hmm. One suggestion I made, and again, it's not for me to decide, but I'm willing to pay the expense to do it, was having a deceleration lane. I don't mind giving up frontage on my Bee Creek property so that we could have cars that are turning into the property come off of Bee Creek Road before they turn into our entrance. And on the other side, you could have an acceleration lane leaving the property. You bet.
Just out of curiosity, the 8,000 one way, 6,000 the other, do you know which was which, or Devin, do you know? Is it north going 6 and south? Okay, so 8,000 south?
Yeah, it wasn't that amount, it was 6,900
something. That's right, the majority is going south.
Yeah.
Others are going north. Okay.
Anything further? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone here want to come forward in favor of the project? Come forward.
morning. My name is Tracy Lightfoot. I'm a broker in Branson. I own Lightfoot and Youngblood Real Estate, and I represented Mr. Cope and his business partners on the transaction for this development. I've also worked with Mr. Cope, his family, and his partners on other projects in the area the last 5 years, and I wanted to speak to his character and quality of his build projects because we have been very close in managing and coordinating from the ground up in the city of Branson on a couple of different projects. They've been great to work with, very communicative, and definitely go above and beyond a developer or a builder that I have experienced in the past with other builders and developers in the area. They've always made sure that the client has been taken care of. In addition to the community, if there were any concerns, they've went above and beyond to make sure they were taken care of and satisfied. I know with this project, Mr. Cope did not speak to that he was actually giving in 50 feet of his property line all the way around with privacy fencing as well. That was something that he did mention in the hearing last week. And so those are the types of things that they do to make sure that their neighbors are taken care of. I also wanted to speak to the marketplace in regards to housing. I know in the news that it's been all over the news, all over the United States, that housing is an issue, but in Taney County even more so. I have called over 15 different apartment complexes to see their rates, and everybody has wait list. And that is everything from low-income housing. They have wait lists that are 3, 4, or 5 pages long. But Bee Creek Road, Bee Creek Apartments, Turtle Creek Apartments, things like that, that this project would fall more aligned with, they also have wait lists, even with, $1,100 a month rents. So I just wanted to bring that to your guys' attention, that we do have a huge need for housing, even apartment housing in our county, and also speak to the character and the quality that the Copes possess for our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here in favor of the project? Come forward. If not, anyone here in opposition of the project, come forward.
Hi, my name's Andrea Turner. I live on one of the properties that on the south side that is directly opposed to this development. I've lived there for over 40 years. I understand change is inevitable. When I saw the for sale signs go up, you know, I knew something was coming, and that's fine. I just think that another multi-family development is probably, for those of us who live on Bee Creek, the worst-case scenario. Unfortunately, I haven't discovered some sort of endangered species habitat or ancient Indian burial ground or whatever it would take to stop another multi-family development from being built on Bee Creek Road. I don't want to waste anyone's time, but I wanted to say this out loud instead of in a letter. I've had neighbors tell me, you're wasting your time, you're not going to stop it. I do agree with them on the latter, but not the former. To me, you don't just speak up when you know things are going to go your way. So there were others who showed up Tuesday night to speak. Unfortunately, don't see them here today. There are a few new neighbors that couldn't come Tuesday. They're here. I was very happy to see them.